And welcome back to the Tuned In Podcast.
Let's go.
It's a beautiful Saturday. Here at BYU.
Absolutely beautiful. How are you doing?
Doing well. Well, I'm so excited for the NBA draft.
Oh man,
I know. We were looking, me and Braden, at this summer because we're planning on doing the podcast every week throughout the summer.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be the most exciting part of the offseason.
Oh, absolutely.
Right now, we got free agency like almost directly after this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of exciting things. It's honestly just as exciting as the NBA season in some ways. So
yeah, we're already getting to kind of trade season a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We started seeing that.
Spicy little trade happening.
We're kind of, I think this is like a, I think this will be kind of a turning point for the Jazz. Like we're, you know, we're drafting, we're trading, what are we doing? You know, we're going to figure
that out.
We're
kind of in the middle of like our tank era and maybe a better era.
So we're going to figure out what the Jazz are in the next couple of weeks, I think. In today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the draft parties going on downtown, NHL and NBA. Kind of an exciting time for Utah sports. And then we're going to give you our tuned in official mock draft for 2024. And we're going to talk about who we think is going to get drafted, taken off the board. And then we're going to go into some NBA news. There's quite a bit this week. We have a new NBA champion, or rather a repeat champion. We have new head coaches and trades. And then we'll just talk about a couple of local sports things. BYU getting a big, big recruit in today's episode.
Yeah, go ahead. Follow us on all the platforms, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, anywhere you can find podcasts. Give us 5 stars. And also on YouTube now, as we have our podcast on YouTube. And follow us on Instagram. We'll give you a post of our mock draft after the episodes. Go ahead and check that out.
And this is episode 34 of Tuned In Jazz.
Well, just kind of one thing of Jazz news today. Of course, we're going to talk a lot about the draft, but just before we get into that, 2 Delta Center draft parties happening this Wednesday and this Friday.
Yep.
We're going to both, so
yes,
catch us
exciting.
There. Yeah, it'll be fun. Apparently, they're free. You just go and watch the draft, have some food, enjoy the time.
Probably be your first chance to see the Jazz new hockey setup in the Delta Center for most of us.
Yeah.
Also, who knows? Draft night might be kind of fireworks for the Jazz, or maybe it won't. Who knows?
Well, yeah, I also heard there's supposed to be some sort of like entertainment throughout. So
yeah, that'd be fun.
There might be extra stuff. But yeah, if you love basketball as much as we love basketball,
yes,
you should go. It'll be a good time. And if you love hockey,
yes,
as much as we're trying to love hockey,
yes,
then maybe you should go.
I was telling Andrew earlier, I just downloaded the NHL hockey game. I'm trying to figure out how hockey works.
Is it EA Sports?
And it is EA,
NHL?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of set up like Madden. I noticed like the menus, which I guess makes sense. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'm trying to figure out how hockey works. It's a little more complex, I feel, than NBA. So
yeah,
it's a little different game.
Maybe I'll give you one thing that I learned about hockey is there's 2 assists for every goal.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew. So,
that's the hockey assist. That's what.
Yeah. Okay. So the first, well, it depends on same as NBA, like how long it took them to score after you passed it.
Yeah.
But the guy that scores, the guy that passed it to him gets 1 assist, and the guy that passed it to the guy that passed it gets an assist.
Oh shoot!
So there's
okay.
2 assists if it's quickly. So,
okay.
Kind of fun.
Fair enough.
But there's so much I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, so that was something I learned while watching the playoffs.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So I know hockey's a fun sport to watch, so I don't think that'll be a difficult part. We'll see some fights. We'll see people hitting each other.
Yeah, so we're going to the draft party this Friday.
Yes, sir.
We're going to know the players hopefully soon in the next little bit until the season starts, so that'll be good. And apparently, I guess we could just mention this, apparently the Stanley Cup is going to Game 7.
It's going to Game 7. They were down 3-0. They did something
so crazy.
They did something, the Edmonton Oilers, is that right? Edmonton
yes.
Oilers? They did something that the Dallas Mavericks could not do and came back 3-0. So,
I heard there's a team that's come back from a 3-0 deficit in every sport except NBA.
Seriously? Oh
yep.
My gosh.
And
that's
I think
so
hockey
crazy.
Is probably the one that's the most likely.
Yeah.
The ball their puck bounce your way, you'll be able to pull the game out. So,
absolutely.
Hey, they might win Game 7 on Monday.
Yeah, could happen. Could happen. Well, speaking of the draft, we now want to get into our Tuned In Jazz mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, obviously, we're not NBA insiders. We don't know how any pre-draft workouts or interviews have gone.
And who that makes a draft podcast is an NBA insider.
That's true.
We're all doing this in fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and we don't know what trades will happen, so we're just going to go straight up, obviously. We'll do the lottery, and then we'll probably skip to the Jazz picks later in the mm-hmm. first.
Yeah, and then also to preface, if you have a gripe with our mock draft, just let us know, because we actually want to learn more about these players. And so if there's like one of your guys that we just like have falling, let us know, and we'll try and watch some of his highlights. Let him know. Yes. So we tried our best to kind of get to know some of the lottery guys, especially, mm-hmm. and some of the guys that the Jazz might be able to get. So
yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's start. The number one pick this year, obviously, the Atlanta Hawks.
Lucky.
I will say, I think it would be kind of interesting, like, especially being kind of a weird draft and them trying to get rid of Trae Young. It'd be interesting what they could get with a number one pick and Trae Young with somebody. I could see them shopping it around, but like we said, we're going straight up, so...
So this is honestly not obvious who's going to go number one.
It's a tough one.
For me, it's between three people.
Okay.
Zachary Richishar, okay. Alex Sarr, or Donovan Klingon. And I'm honestly kind of feeling Donovan Klingon.
Yeah, I can kind of agree with that. I think, I don't know what the deal is. I'll be honest, I haven't really watched a lot of Atlanta Hawks games this year. I don't really know what the deal with Clint Capela or Okongwu is.
I think Capella's probably on the trade market. I just haven't got rid of him yet.
I could think you're probably right. So I think Donovan Klingon would be a great first pick. So maybe we go Klingon.
Should we do it?
Let's do it.
Okay, Klingon's number one. I know that might be different than some other mock drafts, but he's just so good.
Yeah.
No matter what, he's going to be a good player. It's not
Absolutely.
A risk. So.
Absolutely. So then that takes us to the Washington Wizards.
Ooh, they need everything.
They have kind of different needs, which is everything pretty much.
Well, I mean, they already have Marvin Bagley.
Yeah. they've got kind of a weird guard rotation here. Jordan Poole obviously has not worked great, but like other than that, I don't see a ton of like great talent on the wings. Mm. Kyle Kuzma is probably their best player, honestly.
For me, I would think they just need to go best available.
Yeah.
Whoever they consider best available. And Alex Sarr, apparently, he's only worked out for the Wizards.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Maybe.
That would just be a weird fit with Kuzma, though. But
you're right. But yeah. I don't know. I think
he's 6'11", though, so he could play that.
I think it might be Sarr for me.
I could go with that. Sarr.
We're good with that? Okay. Sorry, number two.
All right. That takes us to the Houston Rockets. Somehow they got the third pick. Must be another team's pick.
Yeah, it's Brooklyn's.
Oh, okay. Yep. That makes sense. They have a lot less needs.
Yeah, they could get a real good player
here.
They
could really go anywhere here.
I forgot they have Steven Adams now, too. That's that's a good backup center for them to have with Sengun.
I think Amen Thompson did really well for them this year, but I don't think that he's like secured his like spot there. I mean,
yeah,
like,
he was all rookie first team. He's pretty good.
So I could see us going a wing, maybe like Risiker or Shepherd, maybe.
I've seen almost every mock draft doing Reed Shepherd here.
Okay.
Just because
I like that.
Like
pick.
He's a good fit with Amen Thompson.
Yeah.
And honestly, he's probably a good fit with any team.
Yeah. I've actually been surprised how much hype. Reed Shepherd has gotten, like, in college he seemed good, but not that good. But teams just seemed to really like him. So.
He shot 50%+ from three the whole year. So that's probably
incredible.
The reason why he's so hyped.
Absolutely.
So Reed Shepherd, number three.
We'll go Reed Shepherd. And that brings us to the Spurs, which I think is one of the most interesting ones. Who are you going to pair with Wemby? It's time to start building around him, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We have a Frenchman, of course. Sicker.
Richishar, they love their French French people now that they have Wemby.
Yeah. Matas Buzelis is a really experienced. I mean, he's more experienced in the pro style game. He'd be a little bit more.
Yeah, he's also very athletic. He could be like the Aaron Gordon to Wemby.
Yeah.
In a way, if needed.
Yeah.
And he's also a good, he has been a good shooter in high school, but G League, it kind of went down. I'm also looking very much at Stefan Castle here.
Yeah.
Just because he fit in like a complex system in UConn.
Yeah.
And so I think Greg Popovich will be able to work with him better.
Absolutely.
Because he's like experienced that.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking?
That's a tough one. I think Stefan Castle is a good one.
That's who I was thinking.
I would be very surprised if Stefan Castle makes it out of top five.
Yeah.
If he does, I mean, there's like a outside chance that he falls to the Jazz eventually. I've heard some.
Maybe like a 1%.
Some mock drafts, yeah. So it's just hard to know. But that takes us to the Detroit Pistons.
So just to recap, Donovan Klingon number one, mm-hmm. Alex Sarr to the Wizards number two, Reed Shepard and Stefan Castle.
Yes. So for the fifth pick, the Detroit Pistons.
Well, they have their small forward of the future in Simone Fontecchio.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm kidding. But yeah. And Asar Thompson.
And they got Taj Gibson, so they're pretty solid power forward, I think. Yeah.
I do actually feel like Jalen Duren, like, he was really good this year at center, mm-hmm. so I don't know if they want to go center.
I think the Pistons have a lot of good pieces. I still really like Jaden Ivey. I don't think he's, like, completely lived up to what he was supposed to. Asar Thompson's yeah. not bad.
So, I mean, they could go with almost anywhere, really, here.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking Rishashar just because yeah. he seems like a top five guy to me. Yeah. Or other than him, I might say Matas Buzelis. He's probably the other guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I like Rishashar. I think, I mean, he's listed as a small forward, but he's 6'8". They could use some length.
Yeah, he's pretty much a spot-up shooter,
yeah.
long.
You could play him wherever, yeah. pretty much. So let's go Rishashar there.
Okay. I love it.
And that takes us to
Charlotte.
The Charlotte Hornets. I was about to say the New Orleans Hornets for a second for some reason. It's been a while. I don't know why. Okay. They need a lot of help. This is a team that I think would have needed the first pick probably this year.
Yeah, definitely.
They're pretty
bad. I would think whoever you can pair alongside LaMelo and Brandon yeah. Miller, I think everybody else is kind of...
Absolutely.
Up for trade or whatever. So who would fit best with LaMelo and Brandon Miller?
See, this is a tough spot to draft because I feel like, I mean, obviously we're just guessing here, but a lot of the top guys available left in this area are like wings.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
Matas for Dallas. This one. If
yeah.
maybe you're feeling the same just because yeah. he's 6'8", just like Rishashar was, and he could fit pretty well with Brandon Miller and LaMelo, I think.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, I'd be down for that one.
Okay, Matas. I think that was pick 7, right?
Yes. Or no, this is
pick 6. Seven. Now we're on pick 7.
Portland Trail Blazers. I think they've got a really good outlook for the future.
They got their shooting guard small forward with yeah. Anthony Simons and Shaedon Sharpe,
yeah,
mostly, but they need some other guys and Scoot Henderson, right, as their point guard. This one's hard.
It's a tough one. They're a team that really needs. Well, they got DeAndre Ayton. I guess they're not hurting terribly for big men.
I would say I'm looking at Ron Holland, and okay. I'm looking at Cody Williams mostly.
Yeah,
maybe Dalton Connect. I don't know. What's one of those guys for me?
Yeah. I could agree with that. I'd be surprised if Dalton Knight gets taken that early, but it's not that crazy.
I could also see them getting Devin Carter here. I know he's a little bit maybe lower on the board.
Yeah.
But he's just like, his floor is pretty high in like, he's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
Especially defensively and hustling.
I wonder, because I know that, so Scoot Henderson was taken from G League Ignite. Obviously, they probably weren't teammates because Ron Holland's a
Yeah, I think it was his first year this year.
I could see Ron Holland or Cody Williams, honestly. Which one do you think?
Let's go Cody Williams. Okay. That's kind of who I'm feeling a little higher on. He's going to be a guy that might be a couple of years out to being good, but yeah, he's got a high upside.
So we're back to the Spurs. In the fourth pick, we had them taking Stephon Castle. So
yeah, who else? I love the Spurs have two picks. They're going to be so happy after this draft because there's still so many good players left eight. So
Nikola Topic's still available. I know we took a guard, but he's also 6'5".
Yeah, he's definitely one that will fall because of his injury.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could definitely see him actually with the Spurs because they need a point guard.
It just seems like Popovich is just such an
international guy. I also really like Tijon Salun here because him and Wemby know each other and they're both Frenchmen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could very easily see that being the pick here for the Spurs. He's a good shooter too.
Oh, yeah, I actually like that 6'8 power forward.
I kind of want the Jazz to get him, to be honest, but I think he's going to be gone. So
I think we draft him, yeah.
Saloon?
As crazy as it sounds, I think the Spurs do need some size. They have pretty much Wemby, and then there's like a pretty big drop in their next guy. Yeah, and
that French connection, they're going to get like a +5 to all their attributes.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
With the chemistry.
The ninth pick, Memphis Grizzlies. I think whatever player gets picked here is very lucky because that's a roster you could... They're a couple pieces away, I think, from being very, very good. That being said,
this is interesting.
They don't really need guards at all.
I'm thinking maybe Ron Holland or Dalton Knecht.
Yeah, I could see. I kind of wonder with Dalton Knecht what kind of role he'd play in the NBA. Just like if he's going to be
like a microwave bench guy.
Yeah, or if he's like a 3-and-D type of guy, he would fit really nicely.
He's not been a great defender in college, though. I'm going to point that out. So.
He does have a lot of length. His wingspan's pretty decent.
Pretty much Ron Holland's all defense, no shooting. And then Dalton Knecht's all shooting, no defense. And so,
with them having Marcus Smart, they have Luke Kennard, too. They basically have guys that fill those roles already.
I mean, they could also go Rob Dillingham here.
That's true.
Not going to lie, I kind of want him to fall, but flip a coin for Ron and Dalton.
Yeah. We could just say Ron, I think, unless you think Dalton.
Sure, let's go Ron. Ron Holland, number 9th pick.
Okay, then that brings us to...
The Utah Jazz,
let's the 10th go. Pick in the draft.
We've been talking about this for months.
Yes, so we have some... interesting choices here, actually.
I think it's cool that Topic has fallen this far that we could take him.
Yeah.
But I also love Rob Dillingham. He's like one of the, if not the best scorer in the draft. But yeah, I don't know. This is a hard pick. Who are you considering here with?
Let me mention, I heard a rumor this week. I really hope that it's just a rumor. I was listening to Locked On Jazz, and they were talking about how apparently Zach Edey was told by a team that he would be drafted in the top 10. And the only two top... I don't know who the other team is, but the Jazz were one of the only two top 10 teams that he worked out with. Which is... anyways, we're not going to go with Zach. We're not going to go with Zach.
We're not going to take
unless
Edey.
Unless you want to, but I think...
I'm good. But that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's only a rumor.
Yes. But that would be the reach of, like, that would be quite the gamble for the Jazz
team. We would trade down probably with that, I would guess.
That's true.
So who are you considering? If you are considering Edey, just mention it. But.
It is actually kind of cool that Topic and Dillingham are available. I think Danny Ainge's style is to get length. Rob Dillingham's only 6'1", I guess. It's kind of a crazy statement, but. Nikola Topic is 6'5". Like, he could fit somewhere.
I would take either Topic or Dillingham for me.
Depends on how bad his injury is.
Also, I'm still really high on Devin Carter, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's a guaranteed good player with his defense and his hustle. I think he's going to have, like, a long career in the NBA.
You know what? I say we go out there and get Devin Carter.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm down. We need some defense. That was good. All right, Devin Carter. He's to the Jazz.
All right. Brings us to the Bulls.
Speak it into existence. We talked ourselves into it.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Yeah, brings us to the Bulls, who just traded away Alex Caruso. I guess we could talk about that in a minute, but...
Yeah, so they have Giddy at their one now.
Yes. There's rumors they might be trading Zach LaVine. Rumors including the Jazz, I will note.
This is an interesting one. I think they need just scoring, because they're probably going to trade away their main scorers.
Yeah, who knows if Lonzo Ball will ever come back. I could see Rob Dillingham being a good fit right here.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's go Rob Dillingham.
Boom. Okay. That's right. The 11th pick. 12th pick to is the to the Thunder. They don't need anything, to be honest. So it's possible they could trade this pick.
Yeah. Dalton Connect might not be bad. I think Dalton Connect has a lot of upside, but he also could be not very good at all.
If anything, he'll be a good shooter.
Yeah. The Thunder can afford a gamble like that, I think.
Yeah.
He'd be my pick probably here.
Yeah, Dalton Connect. I don't think we can have him go lower than this. Like, he's definitely a lottery pick.
We probably can't have Topic go much lower either, but let's see. That brings us to the Kings, which actually might not be a bad spot
for
Topic.
Could Topic go here? They already have De'Aaron Fox, though, that's which true. Makes me feel like they don't really need Topic.
Their
roster,
like,
maybe realistically, a team might trade up for Topic at this point in the draft, but we're just going to go by the book.
The Kings could really use, because they do have, like, their guard rotation, De'Aaron Fox, Devin Mitchell, Malik Monk, Kevin Herter is not bad at all. Mm-mm. Plus Keegan
and
Murray.
And Keon Ellis is emerged
and
as
Keon
a good
Ellis,
player.
Yeah. They don't have any centers. I mean, DeMontis Sabonis plays his role beautifully. But they could reach a little and
get,
like...
Yeah, they could,
like,
get a guy alongside. Like, well, Filipowski, they have Murray, too.
Khalil Ware.
Hmm.
Those seem like reaches a little bit.
They could also go...
Zach Edey.
Missy right here. Like, he's, like, very athletic center from Baylor. How about Kyle Filipowski? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good
I think
pick.
He'd be a good fit alongside.
I'm actually surprised Kyle Filipowski is this low. I think he had...
He's a good player. He can shoot, too. Right?
Yeah, I kind of see him on par with Donovan Klingon a little. And he might even be a little more skilled.
Say that. I mean, potential-wise, maybe.
I mean, I think Klingon looked better because he's on the better team, but I just don't think... Yeah, anyways.
Okay, Filipowski to Kings.
Okay, we're on pick
we're almost
14,
done with
the Trailblazers, which we had them taking Cody Williams earlier.
Great pick, by the way.
Yeah.
I wish he could follow the Jazz, but... This could be where we put Topic.
Yeah, I think I don't.
Maybe we shouldn't.
It's getting
have him
a little
fall
absurd.
In any further.
But
wonderful.
Yeah, we'll take Topic here. Pick 15, the Miami Heat. Actually, I don't think that would be a bad spot for a nice guard.
I've seen a lot of people like what was his name from Duke, Jared McCain. I think he could be a good fit in Miami.
Seems like he fits that Heat culture mold a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's go Jared McCain there. And our last pick.
That's such a great fit. I love that.
Our last one before we skip a few. The 76ers got the 16th pick. They also...
They have a lot of moving pieces.
They do. Who
but
knows
I mean, you know Embiid and Maxey are going to be there.
Yeah.
No matter what. They just got Buddy Hield, but now he's a free agent.
Yeah. I really do like Isaiah Collier. Doesn't seem like a great fit.
I also think Jakobi Walter is just like a solid pick with like 3 and D.
Yeah, like especially being 6'4", you could put him next to Tyrese Maxey. I think Jakobi Walter would be a good pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you scroll down just a little bit, kind of just to review what we've got so far. Do you want to just go every other? So we got Donovan Klingon, number one.
Then we got Alex Saar.
Reed Shepard, the number three.
Number four, Stefan Castle.
Number five, Zachary Richichar.
Number six, Matas Buzelis.
Cody Williams, number seven.
Tijane Saloon, number eight to the Spurs.
And Grizzlies, number nine, Ron Holland.
Number 10 to the Jazz, Devin Carter.
Rob Dillingham, number 11 to the Bulls.
Number 12, Dalton Connect.
Number 13, Kyle Filipowski, Kings.
Number 14, Nikola Topic.
And number 15, Jared McCain to the Heat.
And finally, 16, we've got Jakobi Walter.
That's our lottery.
Yep.
We'll see. I'm excited to save that and see what happens. So we're going to just... kind of simulate to what the Jazz have as their pick is number 29, right?
Yes.
So interesting to see what will happen after this. I will say when I have done my like scouting and like watching highlights of players, it kind of stopped at like the 20s.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're back to the Jazz.
So who's left on the board after our auto picking?
So our Fanspo draft board has the best available players, Daron Holland.
Holmes,
from Dayton. We saw him in the tournament do some good things. Other notable names. Actually, an interesting one is Terrence Shannon Jr. I don't know. Have you heard about that situation?
A little bit.
He just he had an ongoing case, got accused of raping somebody, and then it was proven in court all charges were dropped, and anyway, so that kind of damaged his thing a little bit. He's a really nice player. Tyler Kolek.
We both love Tyler Kolek.
I love Tyler Kolek. Baylor Shireman is a really, honestly, might be one of the best small, he was more of a small forward in college. One of the best small forwards in the draft, honestly.
His main comparison is Joe Ingles. They say he's one of the best pick and roll guys in the draft.
Might not be bad.
So I will say Daron Holmes was in Salt Lake for March Madness when we were watching, and he is money from three.
Yeah.
And I miss that stretch ability that we had with Kelly Olynyk. And so I'm kind of liking Daron Holmes, not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I think I really hope we move on from John Collins. I think they're probably working on it. And I could see like maybe Daron Holmes and like
Daron Holmes and Lowry on the court together.
Yeah, or even like Taylor Hendricks and Daron Holmes like fighting for that spot. Like they'd be a good competition for each other, I think.
We also like Tyler Kolek too.
Yeah,
he'd probably be my second guy.
We do have a pick, three picks later, so I think we'd go with Daron Holmes maybe.
Yeah, I love it. If we ended up with Daron Holmes, that's a steal.
Yep.
I think he's a guy that could end up going in like the high 20s. And so if we get him at 29, that's fantastic.
Just to recap for the Jazz, at least, that leaves us with Devin Carter and Daron Holmes as our two picks.
Solid.
Who do you think? We do have a pick. Is it three picks later, 32nd?
I think it's 31.
Oh, 31. So two picks later. We have Tyler Kolek available. I think he wouldn't be a bad pick, probably.
It is 32. My bad.
32, okay.
Yeah, we do have 32.
We're right around there.
Yeah, I'm thinking either Shireman or Tyler Kolek or Jalen Tyson. If he's on the board, I think that would be awesome. I don't think he's going to fall to us, though, to be honest.
Yeah. They're looking at like these later picks. There's a lot of like really good college players from this last year. So I think like
it's kind of for fit, right? Because you have all these options of guys that are probably similar skill level.
Yeah.
I just think Kolek would be a good playmaker off the bench, which we don't always have. And,
absolutely.
Shireman, kind of the same thing.
Bronny James. I'm just kidding.
True.
I just do think like, I remember Danny Ainge's like closing press conference, him talking about like older players, like in their mid 20s, the guys you can just plug in. So like, if that's the Jazz you're looking for, there's always like guys like Jamal Shedd or.
You'd be nice, yeah.
That might be quite a bit of a reach at 32.
And I mean, your second round pick a lot of times won't play anyways.
Yeah.
And so you just want to pick a guy that you think can fight for minutes and maybe have like a role in the future. Oh, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough would be a really good one.
Actually, love Kevin McCullough. That might be the guy.
Yeah, he struggled with injury a little, but it didn't seem like a crazy.
I think his comparison that I liked was Josh Hart.
Yeah,
like he doesn't score a ton, but he does everything else on the court: rebounds, assists.
He's got a nice wingspan, 6'5".
Yeah, good basketball IQ.
He's at the age where you could probably plug him in and he might be able to play a couple quality minutes off the bench maybe in a year or two.
Yeah.
It depends. Honestly, somebody could reach for Tyler Kolek. He may not even be available to us. I'd say that's my first pick, though, probably for the
Kolek.
Second. I honestly would be surprised if we keep both these picks, to be honest, though. I could see us trading them.
Possible. That'd be disappointing, honestly. Yeah, I want to get another guy, but let's go with Kolek. How about that?
Okay, that works.
So that'll be our 32 for the Jazz.
I think that would be a good little draft class for the Jazz. I think maybe Daron Holmes and Kolek would be a little bit more of gamble, which is kind of what you do with a late first round, early second. Maybe not gamble's the right word, but more of a project. Guys you can develop a little bit.
Yeah, so. I also think in this draft, we didn't have like a wing fall to us in the lottery. No. We ended up with Devin Carter.
Yeah.
I kind of want one of those wings, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Between Jalen or Cody Williams and I'm not really sold on Dalton Connect,
yeah,
to be honest. But between Jalen Williams and Ron Holland. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I think
or Saloon. Saloon's the guy I was trying to think of. Saloon, sorry, yeah,
Tijon, yeah. Saloon.
If he falls to us, I'm so happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a lot of, I don't think that the Jazz could go wrong with many of these people, but I also think that there's some ways we could get lucky with guys falling to us. Like if Rob Dillingham or like Stephon Castle somehow drop for some reason, you know, guys like that, mm-hmm. we could get really lucky to draft them, but we just don't even know. This draft is so crazy.
Or honestly. Topic, very, yeah. very real, could be in yeah. our board.
Absolutely.
10, so.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll post that. Let us know what you think of our mock draft. Yeah, and
absolutely.
We're so excited to watch the draft on Wednesday. It'll be so good. Yeah,
it'll be so fun. Hopefully, we'll see somebody there. If you see us, say hi, of course.
Yeah.
But we have a new NBA champion. Boston Celtics.
Basketball's over. No.
Gentlemen sweep. Yeah.
It's been a good season. How does it feel for you that we have done the podcast for a full NBA season?
It's
from preseason to finals.
It's kind of crazy. It makes me excited for next season. I'm excited to like go into it looking at things a little different. I think it's changed a little.
I think the beginning when we started this podcast, like last preseason.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what we were doing. We knew a lot about the Jazz, of course.
Yeah.
But going into next season, I think it's going to be even more exciting now that we've done one.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of exciting things for the Jazz too. I mean, say what you want about the pieces that the Celtics have added. Obviously, Porzingis and Jrue Holiday are pretty big parts of this championship, but the Celtics don't win this championship without Danny Ainge, and that's the truth. True. And so if your team hate on Danny Ainge, fire Danny Ainge, then look no further than the NBA champion, because he just built that, and he can, I don't know, I hope he can build that
I
here
don't
too.
Think you can say fire Danny Ainge unless it's been at least five years.
Yeah.
Then maybe I'm okay with it, but like look at how many picks we have now after we hired Danny Ainge.
Yep.
And who knows what could happen, right?
Yeah, all we got to do is hit on a Jaylen Brown, a Jason Tatum, maybe even just one of those guys. We have Lauri Markkanen, so I don't know. I don't think we're that far.
True. I mean, if we have Keontae get to like a borderline all-star level, that's a great team already. So.
Oh, absolutely. But I do like the model of what the Celtics are. I think that was a very Danny Ainge thing. Guys who have length, can play defense, and also obviously could shoot the ball. I know that's like basically everything, but I think it seems like that's what Danny Ainge is trying to build here, that idea at least.
Yeah, I'll also say, just kind of turning it to the Celtics, good for the Celtics to get one. They've been so close for like the last 3 or 4 years. I wouldn't call myself a Celtics fan or a Mavericks fan, so I wasn't really keyed in on either team, but good for the Celtics. They get their championship that they've been trying for the last like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Now we continue to have a new team win every year. So I'd love to keep that going. Get a new champion this next year too.
I'm a bona fide Celtics hater. I'll admit it. But I will say they deserved it. That was an incredible.
They just dominated
performance. I really love some of their, like, I love Jrue Holiday. He's becoming one of my favorite. Mm-hmm. I mean, he might be becoming an all-time great. He just won his second ring in the last 3 years. I love Joe Mazzulla. I think he's like he's a guy I'd want to play for. Yeah. He's a little different, but seems like a great, his players love playing for him.
I think Jaylen Brown is electric to watch. Absolutely. I've kind of grown to like his highlights and his play.
Absolutely. So Jason Tatum's a little cringe, but that's okay. We can live with that.
I think the best of that last game where they won was that picture. I don't know if you saw Jason Tatum's holding up his son with all the confetti.
Oh, that one? Yeah, that's
a such a good picture. I think that kind of sums up their season, just him getting one finally for his him and his son. So
absolutely. Well, on the other end of the Celtics, the Lakers, their bitter rival and no longer tied for championships. Just hired J.J. Redick as their head coach. Ooh. We talked about that a little last week, I guess.
It was in the air. I think it's good that they made it happen because we're waiting so long after they tried to go get Dan Hurley and it just didn't work out. But J.J. Redick's going. Apparently, I want to hear your thoughts on this. Apparently, LeBron had no influence on this hiring at all.
I don't know.
Apparently. Do you think that is true or do you think LeBron's like full of crap?
It's hard to believe anything LeBron says, honestly, but I think it could be a situation where like even if LeBron didn't like go to the Lakers and say, I want JJ Redick, like you're doing a podcast with the guy. Like how the Lakers obviously know that they're friends. You know what I mean? Like I don't know if they can honestly say LeBron didn't influence it at all, but I don't know. Do you think he was telling the truth or?
I think he was telling the truth, but also you're LeBron James. Why don't you want to make an influence on the coach?
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Like even if you do know JJ Redick personally from the podcast, like why aren't you in the room? Because like the Lakers management's probably like, yeah, we'd love to hear what LeBron has to say, but maybe he's just like not wanting to be, he's just trying to do his own thing and not be involved. But why is he not being involved? I think he should be.
Yeah.
So, but I guess apparently he wasn't and they hired him anyways.
Yeah.
So they got his guy.
I do think that the Lakers are different than any team LeBron's played for in a way that like they don't bow down to him as much as like maybe Miami and Cleveland did. I've heard rumors that like at deadlines the last like 2 or 3 years, LeBron's just been begging them to like make some moves and they just
do you think just don't this is much, part of LeBron's free agency where you think he might not even be on the Lakers next year?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that is a LeBron thing to do, to just kind of play that little game, like, you know,
like is he gonna be there? Yeah, is like, he not gonna be there?
Leave him in question.
I think maybe he was thinking like, hey, there's a chance I might not even be on this team, let me not be involved in the coach
thing. That's true. I don't know. It's hard to know. At this point in LeBron's career, it's like, I don't know where else he would go. But
maybe he's just going to go to whatever team drafts Bronny this year.
I could see it. I could see it. Maybe the Warriors.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
And then we also want to talk about the Caruso to the Bulls and, or sorry, Caruso to the Thunder and Josh Giddey to the Bulls. Apparently it's a 1-to-1 trade. No picks or anything involved as far as we know.
Yeah.
According to like Woj and them.
I saw a lot of people talking about the Bulls getting fleeced here. I honestly don't think it's that uneven of a trade. I really like Josh Giddey. He's a younger piece. The Bulls are obviously like setting up a little bit of a rebuild. Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on how ready Lonzo is.
Yeah, that's so
because
true.
They're the same player in my head. I think Lonzo's was a better shooter.
Yeah.
Who knows at this point? He hasn't played in forever, so we don't even really know what.
I honestly don't even believe he'll ever play again.
He was dunking, and he was looking real good. I think he's coming back this year.
But is that like a Ben Simmons like off-season tape?
No,
or is that
I think he's coming. I think if anything, he is going to play. Yeah. I don't know if he'll be the same player, but he's going to be out there for sure.
Yeah. It also depends. Are they keeping DeMar DeRozan?
Yeah. I think they're trying to move on from him, but I don't know if a team's ready to like pounce on him right away. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen this, but the Jazz have been like the center of the Zach LaVine rumors the last couple of days.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Apparently the Bulls have been like pretty, I saw an article that said they were aggressively going at the Jazz offering Zach LaVine. I don't know who offered back. I'm guessing John Collins. I don't know. Maybe Jordan Clarkson.
It would have
I don't know.
To be John Collins for the contracts to match.
Yeah. Or I don't. So I don't know.
If we could get Zach LaVine without giving up Keyonte or Lowry,
yeah,
I'd consider it.
I would even give up like Collins and Clarkson for LaVine's an all-star. Or
we're probably going to trade them away anyways.
Yeah.
They probably want one of our lottery picks though too.
They might, yeah. But we could give them one of the Minnesota picks, or I don't know, or a pick swap from Minnesota or something.
Yeah, I mean, we've got picks to spare.
Yeah.
That's probably why they want to trade with us, to be honest, is for the picks. I don't know. I would like LaVine, and LaVine and Markkanen already played together, so there's some chemistry.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
When they were, did they play together on the Bulls? I think so, right?
I think so, yeah. I don't remember. I think so.
I think they did.
That
so,
sounds right, yeah.
And Chris Dunn. So we got like those old Bulls on our team.
Absolutely. I think that'd be good. On the other side of the, I think the Thunder got better with Caruso's like a nice piece for the Thunder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that will make them a dangerous team in the playoffs next year if they're in the mix because Giddey was their weakest link.
Mm-hmm.
He almost played himself off the court because of his terrible shooting, which made it impossible for anyone to get a bucket in the paint.
Yeah.
And Caruso won't do that. He can shoot and he's going to create way more value on defense than Giddey, who is a liability. So
I think the Thunder, one thing they got exposed in the playoffs was like maturity, I think, was a big, really big thing. And I think that the idea behind the Gordon Hayward trade was him supposed to be the veteran that comes in and like calms everybody down. But I think Caruso would do a much better job of that.
And he's won a championship. He's a champion. Yeah,
he is. He knows how
LeBron
to win.
He knows how it goes.
And he's a guy that's going to go out there and put in the work. I'm not saying anything about Gordon Hayward, but I'm just saying Caruso's like, he's a dog. Like,
yeah, he's even going to go out there with like a bloody nose or like a black eye. Like he's going to be right there in the mix no matter what. So
yeah, absolutely. And I think I'm one guy that I don't think Lu Dort gets enough love in the NBA. He's a really good perimeter defender. It's kind of crazy to me having Lu Dort and Caruso on the court at the same time, just like locking people down would be insane.
Lu Dort, I've heard, is like, and I agree with this, he's like the only player in the league that can fight around screens as well as any perimeter defender.
Yeah.
And he's built like a fire hydrant where he can like contain people that post up on him too.
He's insane.
So like he'll fight through all the screens, just like slip through like butter, and he'll be such a big, strong presence in the paint. Yeah. So you can't just post him up either. So he's like your perfect perimeter defender.
Yeah. Honestly, and then you don't have to worry about the paint. You got Chet Holmgren down there. It's like that team's shaping up very nicely. So, and we'll see who they pick in the draft. So,
and it was just last week we were talking about Jazz fans wanting Josh Giddey.
Yep.
thank goodness we didn't get him. I didn't want him, to be honest. So Bulls take him. Good trade. I think it'll be good for both sides. So.
Absolutely.
And then some local sports before we close. Cannon Catching.
Let's go.
Commits to BYU. Another like lottery pick guy.
Yep.
I don't know if you knew already, but he's like the nephew of Tamika Catchings.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who
I didn't
was
put
like
that
a
together.
WNBA Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I didn't even put that together. Interesting.
So pretty cool.
Yeah,
basketball in his blood.
That's a huge get, yeah. We were talking a little before. Apparently he asked out of his Purdue NIL agreement. I didn't know NIL agreements were a thing, but apparently you have to be released from it or whatever, which makes sense, I guess, kind of. But
sounded like Purdue like had him.
Yeah, but he was committed. He wanted to open his recruitment and kind of change his mind. And then Purdue was like, okay, if you're not 100%, get out of here, basically. Maybe they said it a little nicer.
I don't know.
But they were like, you know, we'll let you go somewhere else then. And it benefited BYU. That's like BYU's like fourth star in this draft or this class, which is insane.
We still need a center though, right?
We do. I think our tallest guy is still currently 6'9", Kibikita, I think.
Okay.
So,
I mean, maybe we'll just roll out Traore again. He wasn't bad.
Kibikita and Traore both play bigger than their actual size, but that's still not great. So.
Yeah, it'll be an electric team. If anything, last year, I think we exceeded expectations. Like, I didn't think we were going to be that good.
Yeah.
And we were pretty good throughout the season, had some good wins. This year, I have really high expectations.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and Igor Demin, he's like 6'8", right?
Yeah.
He might have to be our center sometimes, yeah. But I don't think he's going to want
to
do that.
I was listening to a podcast the other day. They were talking about how, like, Woj bombs are usually, like, dedicated solely to NBA stuff, obviously. But the BYU's gotten, like, 3 or 4 Woj mm-hmm. bombs in the last couple of months with Demon and Kevin Young.
Let's keep it coming.
So,
yeah, and the number one pick for the next NBA draft visited us, so.
Yeah. I don't know if you also saw, but he also made the Olympic under 17 team. He's on the under 17 mm-hmm. team, so.
Very cool.
Kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, we're excited for the Olympics. That's coming up in like a month or so.
It's coming quick, yeah.
Well, thank you to everyone for listening to this episode of the Tuned In Jazz Podcast. We're excited for this NBA draft. We're going to be at the party.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be hoping that the Jazz don't draft a bust.
Yes.
But we have no idea at this point. It'll be good. Please listen to our episode on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. Leave 5 stars. And we thank everyone for listening to this. We honestly just enjoy talking about jazz. And so anyone that likes listening to us, we're grateful. Take care.